Liz House.
Mr. Miguel de Liz de la Puebla, an industrial man and a tanner in Salamanca, in love with Art Nouveau, ordered Mr. Joaquin de Vargas Aguirre in 1890 the construction of a modernist mansion in the bank of the River Tormes and on top of the old city wall, a privileged place without a doubt. This was something unusual at that time, since Salamanca had always turned her back to the river, and it has been so until short time ago. The house has two floors and two very different facades, in keeping with the cathedral and the river. That we are facing is oriented to the south, open to the view and the horizon on top of the wall. It's made up of an iron structure, almost ethereal, shut with glass windows designed by Juan Villaplana, and over a stone base only interrupted by the monumental staircase that gives access to this side of the house. Our advice for you is to have a look at the view this gallery offers. The other facade is just opposite, and there is where you will find the entrance to the museum, also the regular entrance to the former house. On our way to the door, we will see that it's built with stone and brick, but also how the forged bars enclose the reduced front entrance, for this street is narrow. If you wish, before entering the Liz House, you can visit the Automobile Museum next to the River Tormes, very close to where we're at. More than 100 vehicles and bibliography, all donated by fans, collectionists and vehicle brands, can be found here. It is a gift even for non-car lovers. Another alternative can be visiting the Old Floor Factory Museum, located over the waters of the River Tormes.